This passage from Luke, this Emmaus story, has long been interpreted as, maybe we can call it the first Mass, where the opening, the explanation of the sacred scriptures, leading to the breaking of the bread. Here at Mass, each day and each Sunday, we have the scriptures presented to us, unfolded, broken open, which leads us to the Holy Eucharist. And it was in the breaking of the bread that these two disciples recognized Jesus, that we too are called to recognize Jesus, not just in breaking of the bread, but in the bread that is Jesus. It says that these men were, or these two disciples, were walking away from Jerusalem, walking away from the place of encounter to someplace outside, someplace far away. And they were downcast, and they were debating and arguing. And they told Jesus, although they didn't know it was Jesus, that we had hoped. We had hoped that he was the one. And because he didn't fulfill our dreams, our expectations, now we are sad and downcast. We had hoped. How true is this for each of us? That so often we place our expectations on Jesus and on the church and on our parish and on our pastor. We impose our expectations, and when things don't happen our way, we walk away sad, downcast, and because we had hoped that we were gotten our way. But it's in that moment of loss of hope, in that moment of being downcast, of being disillusioned, that Christ comes to them and he comes to each one of us. That in our downcastedness, our disillusionment, is so often the place of encounter. And so we pray for that grace. As we're still in this great time, this great day of exaltation, of rejoicing, even now, just like this, the very first day, their hopes have been vanished. Even so many for us, our hopes can be vanished so quickly, so close to the resurrection. Whether we had hoped for our families to do certain things, we had hopes for our children, we had hopes for our spouses, we had hopes for the world. We had hoped. Just like the man in the first reading, he was hoping for a few pennies, for a few coins from the men who passed by. But in his hoping, he received so much more. Pope Benedict said, oftentimes we hope for things that are too small. We cast all our dreams on the small hopes of the world. This man in the first reading was hoping for a few pennies, and he got resurrection. He got new life. Peter and John said, I don't have any money, but what I have, I give to you. They said, look at us. Look at us. What I have, I give to you. This face-to-face encounter, they were able to share with this man the name of Jesus Christ, the only name under which we are saved and without which there is no salvation. I give to you Jesus. And they took him by the hand and they raised him up. This is what the church does for each one of us. That when our hopes are too small, and when our hopes are disillusioned, the church comes to us and gives us once again the name of Jesus. And not just the name of Jesus, but Jesus himself in the bread, in the Holy Eucharist. I give you Jesus and I say rise. The very same action that Jesus did from the tomb, we have the opportunity right now, today, and every day to rise. So we pray for the grace to not be disillusioned, to not lose heart when things don't go our way, but to stay close to the sacred scriptures, to stay close to the Holy Eucharist, and allow our hearts to burn as we approach and near the saving name and the saving presence of Jesus. Yes, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.